I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning to join in with us for the next half hour. I think you are going to be in for a treat. This is one of those shows that, if at all possible, just tune in for the next 30 minutes and make that commitment, because you are not going to want to miss a thing. I have a special treat for you today from my guest, my friend Darice Vigors. I'll tell you a little more about her in just a minute. But I want to share with you today a little bit more about I've Decided. And one of the great things, I believe, about I've Decided are the success stories. I mean, the list is starting to compile of all of the people within our community who are making positive changes in their life, who have decided to go back to school and finish their degree. We have an amazing success story of my friend Karen Hines, who has lost, I think, almost 70 pounds. She ran her first 5K with us a couple of years ago, and now she's ran a half marathon, and just an amazing success story. We have built relationships, made best friends, just success stories in that aspect. Our businesses are prospering. Just networking in the community, putting them out there. And all of you, our community participants, are getting motivated and excited to go for your goals and figuring out that you can do it, and you just need to have the right platform. You just need to have the right information. You need to have the right motivation. And you need to educate yourself and put yourself in a position for change, which is exactly what my guest today, Darice Vigors, did at our first annual motivational conference a few years ago. I can't believe, Darice, it's been that long.
I know.
It's been amazing great. How time flies. And I just think you are going to love her story today, how her and I met. This is just one of many success stories from I've Decided. And I hope that it will encourage you and inspire you to connect with us, to participate in our motivational conference, which is happening on January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And if not, you are going to laugh and you are going to just be encouraged by this half hour show. So please continue to listen. And so let me just go ahead and start by introducing Darice. So say hi to everybody, Darice Vigors.
Hi, Central Illinois.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on the show today. We are going to have this next half hour is going to fly by, lickety split. So we have a very kind of unique story, Darice, and I'll share with the listeners and then let you kind of elaborate on that, because we were talking before the show started how you just saw that opportunity and kind of walk through it.
Yes.
But just to kind of build that picture for you, the first year that we started with I've Decided, we gave our proceeds to Southside Mission. Of course, now we support PUP, people with unlimited potential. But at that particular time, we were making some donations to Southside Mission. And so I made a connection out there, and they introduced me to Darice because she had an amazing success story. And we wanted to share about that for the benefit of Southside Mission and what they were doing.
Yeah.
So called up Darice. And now that I know her and know her character, I completely can see why she immediately said, yes, absolutely, I'll be more than happy to put my face on a video and come spend a whole day at your conference and share this story. Really, I believe in your mind, you had, you know, for the benefit of Southside Mission, there was no compensation for you. You know, you had the opportunity to share about your businesses and things like that. But you said, I saw the opportunity. And why wouldn't I? So why don't you elaborate? And we're kind of setting the stage, because when you see where this 2.5 year relationship has come, this is why you have to listen to the whole show. you are just going to be so amazed and hopefully encouraged by this. So let's start there, Darius. Tell them about how you decided to walk through that door.
Well, again, we met at Southside Mission, and I immediately thought, this is an open door. This is wonderful. This is an opportunity presenting itself to me to use my story to encourage someone and just to be open to what may come next. And I was very excited, very encouraged. And walking into the Civic Center and seeing that huge room of people from all different walks of life with a common bond of needing to be connected in some way, needing a push, a nudge in the right direction, it was really energizing for me. Now, I want to share this. I went through the culinary arts school at Southside Mission. Want to say hi real quick to Chris Franzoni.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris. And I approached it, and my testimony was centered around me catering, you know, all things food, great. And when I got to the conference, I shared along those lines. But little did anyone know, I have been writing for years. I have been longing to be published for years. And during the conference, everyone was challenged to pick that one thing you really want to accomplish and take the next year, do a personal timeline and get it done. Make ourselves accountable to each other and start working on it. And that was the nudge I needed to finish my book.
To stick that stake in the ground.
Yes.
And get it done.
And call it done.
And get it done.
And it was such an exciting, freeing feeling knowing I finished what I started. Most people, we're good at starting things.
Yeah.
It's the finishers who, you know, really find that success we all long for. And how to actually do that, how to walk that out. That was one of the benefits of the conference, learning some steps to keep yourself encouraged along the way.
That decide method.
Yes, the decide
because,
method.
You know, statistically, Darius, what you're saying is sad but true.
Mm-hmm.
Most people never successfully achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the statistics say 92% of people don't achieve success. Only 8% of people do. Isn't that just break your heart?
It's tragic.
It's tragic. And so that's why I believe wholeheartedly that there is a place for a community like I've decided, for an organization and a company like I've decided, to provide the resources and the platform to help people.
Yes.
To switch that number around.
Yes.
You know, it's no wonder we're all sad and depressed.
Well, you
92%
know.
92% of us aren't achieving our goals or even working towards it.
Towards
That's kind of sad and depressing, right?
Yeah.
But you're the 8%, Darius, and we're gonna encourage others to come to the conference so they can be in that
Growing number.
Growing number,
hopefully.
Too, that we're changing. So you came to the conference really to share your story about the culinary school at Southside Mission and what that done for you.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular time, you are a caterer.
Mm-hmm.
And I so see how God used that for you to get you really where he wants you to be.
Yes.
Which is in your writing, which at the time at the conference, I had no idea.
Right.
You didn't tell anybody. But
I think God blesses everyone with both gifts and talents. Talents is like Paul the disciple. He was a tent maker, but he was a disciple of the Lord also. The tent making was what paid the bills.
Ah.
His spiritual gifted area was to really go out and preach the gospel. So in that way, I always looked at cooking as I love to cook. You know I love to
eat. And it's good food. And it's some good food, too, because I've had the joy of having some
of it.
That's
the bill-paying gift, but what I really long to do and what I feel like I've been spiritually equipped to do is to write and to speak. And so you provided one of those first few opportunities for me to really get out there and do what I'm longing to do.
And I love that. And that is there is nothing better for me than to hear that, because that's why I do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that all of us are put here to succeed.
Yes.
So see, we can let that statistic really paralyze us, right? And say, oh, well, if 92% of people don't achieve success, and I'm probably in the 8%, so just forget it,
mm-hmm.
right? But, or we can look at that and say, no, There has to be a reason. If we have all these goals and we're not achieving success, then why? Mm-hmm. I'm that why girl. Mm-hmm. I walked around telling my mom, why? Why is the sky blue? Why? I got a 14-year-old. She's a why girl, too. We're totally great as long as you tell us why. So if you're going to tell me 92% of people don't achieve success, then I just need to know why.
This right? is a sobering thought along that same line. My pastor often says, where is the richest place in the world? The graveyard, because people's hopes and dreams often are buried with them. They don't realize it. And that is such a sobering thought. I have a purpose in this life. Everyone does. And it is wonderful when you have people who are connectors like yourself or conferences like I've decided to really jar you awake and say, hey, I need to get on the right path and be about doing what I'm supposed to do because no one can accomplish it but me.
No one but you. That's right. I love it. And so speaking of accomplishments, well, let's just fast forward a little bit.
Yeah.
The time goes on, and I love Darice because she's really funny, which you're going to find out in a little while. I hope you keep listening because you don't want to miss what's coming up. But she's really funny, and I love people with integrity. And people with integrity, this is what I think. I think people with integrity do what they say they're going to do. They show up. If they say they're going to show up, they show up. And Darice, you and I, we've had lots of dates along the way.
Yes.
And we both showed up.
Yes.
Right?
May I share about a special one to Bloomington?
Oh, yes. Because
okay.
That's kind of where we took off.
Yes.
So if we fast forward, Darice finally reveals to me that she's written this big book. And this biography, really, of her life. And we meet, and she reads portions of it, and I am, like, laughing, crying so hard because it is hilarious. And because I'm from the South, so I can truly relate to bad eggs, which you're going to hear in just a minute. It cracks me up. And so, but at the second annual conference, now keep in mind, Darice came to the first one. Then she came back to the second one last mm-hmm. year. And she was connected to my friend, who is becoming a very good friend as well, Chiquita Brown,
yes.
who happens to be an English teacher, an English major, who has a publishing company, who lives in Bloomington. And she taught a power session on I've decided to write a book
yes.
and how to get started with that. And so you and I connected with her, and we went and met with her down in Bloomington, and you took your biography, and off we went. And I'll let you take on.
And I just felt really impressed that I was supposed to take this particular chapter of this 25, 30 chapter book. And I read it to Chiquita, and she was so sweet. She said, I hope you're listening to me right now when I tell you, you are not an adult author. You're a children's author. You just read me an entire book. And I bet if I read your novel, there are other children's books within those 25 or 30 chapters. And I was like, wow.
I know, wow. I just
wow.
got chills right now. Are you listening to that? Did you just get chills? So where you thought you were going,
yeah,
you didn't. So that's just another example.
She said, don't even try to write for grown people.
And you said, praise the Lord, because I was like, I don't know.
I said, could you make that more clear, honey?
I just love that, too, because and every ounce of my spirit was jumping when she said that, because I knew, because
yeah,
I had already
right
heard
on.
The bad egg story. And
yeah.
I knew, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Yeah. And so from there, we got busy. So we're like, you got to write that book. We got to get it published. And
it was actually already written, sitting there. She said, it's done.
You've already written the book.
Find an illustrator and
yes.
let's go. So that's been the next step of the journey for us.
Which is awesome because I'm sure you heard me earlier in the radio because you've been listening that we support PUP, which is People with Unlimited Potential. Mm-hmm. And this is a school for young people with special needs.
Mm-hmm.
And they meet on Monday and Wednesday, and it gives them something to do and fill their time after they graduate out of the public school district a day before they turn 22. So you can imagine that having a book, all the pictures illustrated, it can be very, very expensive. So
yeah.
that became a little issue, right, Darice?
Mm-hmm.
Although your son's going to help you, but
yeah.
we needed this book to be done before the conference
right.
in January. And so Darius and I met, and we decided to go on out to PUP and let those young people, you read the book to them.
And they drew pictures as they listened to my story. And the pictures are magic.
they are
hilarious.
They're hilarious.
And I have a self-portrait that would put Picasso to shame. I am so proud of that self-portrait.
I love it. It cracks me up. And so it just has worked out and amazing. And then, of course, our friend Tess Denton.
Yes.
Who does the vision boards. And mm-hmm. she is an author as well. And mm-hmm. she has published some books. And we've been meeting with her. And she's been helping us.
Yes.
Coaching you and getting mm-hmm. that done. And you've done all the work putting your book together. Mm-hmm. And we are just about to get to the point to where we're going to have this book available. We're going to just claim
yes,
it right here.
Yes.
You're listening.
I agree to
you
that.
You are going to be able to buy this book. The first person to buy it and have it autographed by Darius in person, you can take a picture with her. You just have to buy your tickets and come to the motivational conference that's
yes.
happening on Saturday, January 21st at the Peoria Civic Center. And you can buy those tickets right now today at IveDecided.org, IveDecided.org, IveDecided.org. Go get your tickets. The early registration is almost over. It's only $99 if you register right now, and that includes the full day conference and lunch and two half day conferences throughout the year to help get you reconnected and recommitted towards the end of the year to keep you on track of achieving your goals. So please don't miss this opportunity. Don't miss this door. It's open for you just like it was for Darius. And so if you are just tuning in, though, let me just share with you. You're listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. I'm the host of your show today. And my very special, special, amazing, awesome, wonderful, lovely guest today is Darius Figures, my friend, who I met through I've Decided a couple of years ago, and she is going to be at the conference. She's going to be doing a little something special over our lunch. Mm-hmm. And also she will be there with her very first published children's book.
So excited.
And
excited.
For those of you who've been listening to this whole show and waiting on the edge of your seat for this exciting moment.
No pressure.
We're gonna just take a few minutes here and let Darius read us her first children's book that she's publishing, and she's got many more coming, I promise you, but this will be the first one. And just get ready to laugh and have some fun and enjoy how she reads this book in character. It is just unbelievable. So my friend, author of children's books, Darius Figures and Bad Eggs.
Thank you, Kim. Bad Eggs. It always tickles my heart to share this story about learning some up-close and personal lessons about the differences between the North and the South. Well, it was not long before the honeymoon period was over after moving from Chicago, Illinois to Dermot, Arkansas. Auntie was sweet and giving me time to get used to her and Uncle Gene. They showed me around the house, the yard filled with fruit-bearing trees, a garden the size of a football field, and the boundaries around the neighborhood I was expected to respect. That chicken coop out back was my only source of concern in the big scheme of things. I felt the coop was nasty, horribly stinky, and dangerous because of its high fence and single exit. Sometimes I went out with my Uncle Gene in the mornings to watch and help along with chores. I carefully picked peaches and plums and put the small harvest in plastic buckets to be separated out for their various uses. Alvernus explained the very best ones are for making peach cobbler. The ones with blemishes will be canned and we'll use them later. Yes, ma'am, was my usual reply. Nothing prepared me for my aunt's directive the next morning. Darius, I want you to go get the eggs. Emotionally, I went, really, get the eggs? My mind slowly tried to make sense of it. You are asking me to risk my life and walk into that nasty chicken coop to get eggs that I'm not sure those chickens are ready to give up? I inwardly cringed every time I watched my uncle go in. Move, he'd say to those chickens with no concern in his voice. The chickens would squawk and hiss in reply. It was the closest thing to a horror flick I had ever personally witnessed. Every time I saw him emerge unharmed, I felt a tangible relief. Now, focusing on my aunt's face, I only had one question. "But I thought you loved me," I half whispered in a tiny voice. "What?" she asked me. Not wanting to upset her, I calmly asked, "May I go to my room first?" "Yeah, baby, just hurry, because I'm baking these cakes for the church." "Oh, so just like Jesus, I'm going to die for the sake of the church." "Not death on a cross. Worse, death by pecking." What did I need out of my room? Gloves. I remembered my grandmother having the wisdom to pack for each season for a calendar year when I left. I tore into that suitcase and managed to fit 3 gloves on the same hand. My plan was to get in and out maimed instead of dead. The injustice of this request overtook my mind. Auntie Alvernus and Jean were so wonderful otherwise. Why couldn't they be a little closer to normal and just go to the local grocery store like we did up north? Now, of all the people I knew, of all the places I had traveled in Chicago, never, ever once had I met someone who got their egg straight from a chicken. But I was in the deep south now, just trying my best to survive. I came to the kitchen and my aunt's back was turned. "There's the bucket on the counter. Be gentle so you don't break any, okay?" "Yes, ma'am." "Goodbye, auntie." I really thought it was it for me. The awful creak of the chicken pen door. The stench. I'll just leave it at that. The chickens, about 15 of them, staring at me in unison. Me quietly begging, "Please, please don't hurt me." Inching up to what I determined was the smallest one of the bunch. Reaching underneath with my Michael Jackson-style glove hand and pulling out the egg. Once the egg was in my hand, I dared to open my eyes, which had been clenched shut while I reached in. I looked at that egg and swallowed in disgust. It was brown. Wasn't that just my luck? My first pick was a bad one. Do you know by the time I had checked every single chicken in there and found out that not 1, 5, or 10 eggs were brown, but all of them were brown, I was through. I remember thinking to myself, even God don't like ugly. Shouldn't nobody have to reach under a nasty old chicken for an egg anyway? Happy to be out of that old chicken coop, I skipped back to the house. "You got the eggs for me?" my auntie asked. "No, ma'am. I don't have any eggs." Auntie Alvernus turned with a perturbed expression on her face. "There should have been at least 3 dozen eggs this morning." "No, ma'am. They were all bad. So I threw them all away." Putting one hand on her hip, she pursed her lips and asked, "And how in the world would you know if a chicken egg was bad or not?" "Easy, auntie. They were all brown. White eggs are good. Brown are bad." She used some choice words about the matter while she paced around her kitchen in small, complete circles. Finally, she stopped and realized I had no idea what I had done. She threw her head back with a loud laugh and then shook her head. She said, "You know what, child? City smart lives right next door to country crazy." She continued, "Come on, let's go to Sunflower Grocery Store and get some eggs." I thought out loud with a satisfied smile, "Now that's what we should have done in the first place." The end.
Darice, I have heard that and you read that at least 3 or 4 times. And I'm telling you, it gets funnier every time. That's great.
Well, thank you.
I think
thank
because
you.
I can see the chicken coop because, you know, I grew up in Alabama.
I should have an I survived button on or something. I tell you.
And it's so funny because we talked about that, and I actually used to love going and getting the eggs out of the chicken pen, and we had a chicken coop in our backyard.
I wish I had met you before, honey.
And I love to do that, and my mom always let me go out and get the eggs.
It was just fun. The whole issue of I was a city girl.
Right.
They just didn't realize it needed to be some kind of, you know, transition, some working.
They just can't say, all
they
right,
just threw me in, man. I tell you.
What I love about this is there are so many values in that story.
Yeah.
That as a mom, I'm reading stories to my kids. I can just imagine if they were still little enough, you know, reading stories or to my grandkids. Yeah. There are so many values in there. And that's just one that I didn't even think of, what you just said. Like, for example, not throwing you into the fire, like, you know, baby step, maybe taking you out there once and introducing you to the chickens, you know, and hey, it's okay. They're sweet. They're not going to hurt you, right? That could have helped.
That might have helped a lot, you know. And even at that young age, you know, I had some really I had some set values. You know, this is just what you do and don't do. But one of the things, as I read the story over and over now, thinking about how small-minded I was, that an egg can't be good unless it's what I think it should look like and be like. Now, after a while, obviously, I started eating brown eggs.
Right.
And came to love them.
Right.
And in fact,
we can buy brown eggs at the grocery store. Isn't that
now
great?
I fight for brown eggs, you know. My aunt would...
Now you pay more for the brown eggs.
She's deceased now, but I did have a conversation on the phone years after I graduated college. I was so excited. I got a job at the Marriott right here in Peoria. And basically, I was in charge. I was the breakfast supervisor, so I'm going through eggs every day. And one morning, I just called her. I said, "Do you know what I do for a living?" She said, "No, baby, I know you went to college. What you do?" I said, I'm a chef. I'm a cook." And there was silence on the other end of the phone. "Hello, auntie?" She said, "Anybody but you." "Are you kidding me?" She was like, "Are you serious?" She said, "Scared as you were of the chickens?" I said, "Well, you know, I'm back north now." And we just went back.
We're back to buying our eggs from the store. So,
but you know, one thing I hope people realize from this book, that even 7-year-olds, we have challenges and things we face every day. You know, it sounds silly putting on those three gloves on one hand and, you know, I'm trying to come up with some kind of survival plan.
Right.
You know, we all have skills that we need to hone at every age and stage of life. And it's based, a lot of your success is based on who you're surrounded by.
Yes.
You know, are your parents accepting, loving, or are they more of the impatient variety? I mean, she could have whipped my fanny that day.
You could have gotten some big dozen. Trouble. I think if you'd have been at my house, my dad might, you might have got yourself a good old Southern spanking that day.
She tongue lashed me. That's right. What.
But I could just see. I saw your picture, you know, when you were that little girl.
But
I
don't said, judge. So don't cute. Judge a person or a book or other situations
based on how it looks. Like you said, it might not even be based on how it looks, but based on what you think is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes to show you that, I mean, again, my goodness, we could go on for a long time of all of the beautiful stories inside that story.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny. I mean, it's the best. I really, truly love it, Darice. I'm so glad that I got to meet you at this point in your life before you become that famous author hard to get into. I'd be like, "Darice, remember me? We were on that radio show together." And you'll be like, "Oh, no.
No.
No, I'm teasing."
No.
I know that will never happen. Remember, at the beginning of the show, one of the things I love about Darice is her integrity. It's an amazing thing. I love that about people. People who do what they say they're going to do highly impresses me.
You know,
that's why I want to keep hanging around with you, because I like hanging around with people who do what they say they're going to do.
Thank you.
It motivates me and encourages me. You got one more thought there before we're ending up the show here?
Yeah, the nature of my writing, I think it's for the adult audience. It's
the adult.
Yeah, I'm naming my audience. It's an adult.
I like that.
It's an adult who has kid-like thoughts and perspectives on things. It's very interesting when I read my stories to groups of people. Children are laughing at one part. Older, you know, our age.
We're laughing. I guess I'm a adult.
I like appealing to the kid in adults.
Yeah.
You know, and I like looking at children through the lens of hindsight 2020, you know.
Right. Exactly.
I should have just walked to the store and bought the nut.
Exactly, right? You should just went on and got them. That's great. Well, Darice, I told you, this half-hour show has flown by.
Yeah.
By far, I've said this before, I think it's kind of becoming about like your kids. You're like, "I love you the most today." But seriously, this is my favorite show. It has been, I have laughed. It's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm so inspired by your success, by your story, by your commitment to fulfill your goal. And so thank you so much for sharing that today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, You can come back every week. I think the listeners would love that too. And to you listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope that you got this full show. If you didn't, you can go back and listen to it online, or we'll have it on Facebook. You can find I've Decided on Facebook. You can go and get your tickets to the motivational conference at ivedecided.org, where you will get to meet Darice in person.
Yes.
She's got a special treat for us over our lunch, and you'll be able to buy this children's book firsthand. And by buying tickets to the conference, not only will you get motivated and inspired and encouraged to achieve success in your goals, but you will be giving back to so many others, especially our friends at PUP, People with Unlimited Potential, the young adults that happen to illustrate Darice's first book. And it's just a win-win situation. Walk through this open door that we're opening for you through I've Decided to make a connection, to put you in the right place at the right time, so that you will not be one of those 92% of people that don't achieve success, but one of those that do, and help us turn that statistic around.
Yes.
Yes. All right. So our time's over. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will look forward to being with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio on Good Time Oldies 1290 and 102.7 WIRL. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?